It's 8:43. Good morning. I'm Leslie Thatcher. Well, it's all about pumpkins in Camas. Carol Dew, the featured artist at Arctique this month. She joins me now in the studio along with Arctique owner Katie Stuffluke. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Carol, this is something I guess you just do each fall, huh?
Yes, it's exciting for me. Fall is my favorite time of the year, and pumpkins are my thing.
And you knit these?
Yes, everything's hand knit that you see. This is live scene radio with a minimum of 2 to 4 yarns. So each pumpkin is uniquely different.
Yeah. And is it done like a hat, like on a circular needle where you?
Yes, exactly. It is basically a tube. It's gathered at the top and at the bottom. And then the embellishment is what throws it over the top.
Yeah. And then all of the stems, I mean, they're gorgeous. Wood, I get what you've just picked up from where?
Well, Tom Kelly is my husband, do a lot of jeeping and hiking, and so when he stops to take a photo, I'm tromping through the woods picking up scraps of interesting sticks and twigs. But we also have a lot of real stems too, and the real stems I dry for a solid year before I put them on the pumpkins. So everything's an adventure with these little guys.
Yeah. How are they attached to the pumpkins?
The stems are glued to the nth degree because one never knows who's going to use a pumpkin stem as a battering ram.
Right. So it just depends on the pricing, depends on how much work you've got into it. Is that?
Well, it doesn't really work. You know how perceived value is. It kind of goes by size. So somebody's getting a huge bargain in one that has 3 or 4 really expensive yarns compared to, say, a small one that just is perceived to be smaller.
Yeah. Interesting. So because you've got kind of an array set up here on the desktop in front of me, do people, they would have a hard time just picking one. Do they tend to buy more than one?
We actually now have collectors, and that's exciting for me because I spend all year sourcing interesting yarns that I think might develop into a fun pumpkin. And it is hard, but, you know, it's hard to break up a family or a litter. And so that's what happens with the pumpkins. You see one, and then it needs to have a friend go home with it. And, you know, anytime it gets a good home, I'm very happy to see it go there.
Yeah. Now, the black and white one, that's actually fabric there.
Yes. I've branched out a little bit this year. This is what I call my executive pumpkin. Wouldn't that look nice on an executive desk? And I have also done a secondary fabric pumpkin called the Funky Pumpkins. And this is made from a recycled blanket or upcycled.
Okay. And then you've done some embroidery on it as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Embroidery is hot right now. So we have pumpkins with embroidery and embellishment that look like jack-o'-lanterns using found objects. Some of them have branches for a mouth. Others have paper clips for noses. These are really fun and sweet pumpkins. And we've also gone glitz.
Yeah.
It's the year of glitz.
All right, Katie, this is, again, something that you guys do every year just to kind of welcome fall.
Yeah. Carol's been with the gallery now for over 5 years. And so this, I believe, is her 6th annual pumpkin patch show. So it's been a real pleasure to have Carol not only as the pumpkin creator, she also helps me rearrange the gallery every month, so she's a huge asset to the shop. But yes, it's really nice to welcome in fall with the pumpkins, and because she makes hundreds of them, they really fill the gallery and make it festive overnight.
Okay. You're located right there on Main Street?
Yep, 283 North Main Street as you go towards Oakley. We're the little green building on the left, on the west side of the street, and you can't miss us if you're passing by. And of course, a First Friday event, we have you know, food and drink and plenty of people to come mingle with and meet the other artists along with Carol. See the pumpkins that we just described on the radio is hard to imagine, so you have to come see them in person. They're always better when you pick them up and touch them.
Yeah. Again, it's happening tonight, 6 to 9. Everyone's welcome to stop by.
Yep. It's free and open to the public. Kids are always welcome. Pets, if they're contained or, you know, on a leash, are fine, too.
Okay. What are your hours?
My hours are Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 6. We're open year-round, those hours. And then, of course, first Friday, 6 to 9 p.m.
All right. And then the pumpkins stay just for the month of September?
The pumpkins will stay until the snow flies, really. We keep them definitely until Thanksgiving. Of course, September's the opening, but they're festive for the whole season of fall.
Sure. What else you got coming in?
We actually have, conveniently, Tom Kelly is our next artist, October 5th, the next first Friday. He has moved his show this year from July to October, so we're really happy to have him coming up next, which will be fun. Carol and Tom do a big road trip every year back to the Midwest, and this one will be called Backroads Americana, so I can't wait to see what Tom has in store. Of course, he also did the photograph for Carol's pumpkin patch, too, which we love to have him as our photographer for the shop.
Yeah, stunning shot. Yeah. All right, Katie, Carol, thanks for your time this
Thank
morning.
Thank you, Leslie.
KPCW News Time now, 8:49. It's the local news hour on KPCW.